right?
Rob Carr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 590. My name is Will Koontz, coming to you live from Jeffrey Epstein's new island that's being built. This is not the old one, a carbon copy of the first one that he had. And coming to you from the basement in Jeffrey Epstein's new compound on a Hummel.
Hello, I apologize for a lot of things. A, not being there with you today.
Okay.
My voice, which I, by the looks of it, I might not have one tomorrow, which I'm sure a lot of people would be happy about.
What's wrong?
Yeah. Just, I think I might be getting sick.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, the boyfriend had something that looked exactly like this about 4 days ago, and he was, bed-bound, couch-bound for about 48 hours, so...
So it's the big C?
Don't know.
COVID?
You can't get something if you don't get tested, you know? It can't be confirmed.
There are... My future wife's is on a board, for like an environmental board, and it's all, you know, as we know, most people who have time to spend and sit on boards tend to be elderly. And she's the only, well, actually it's not true. There are a few others. There's like one or two others that are under 50. Everybody else is in their 70s. Everybody's down with the COVID right now.
Really? I didn't know it was going around until it hit me. Not that I have it. I don't know. I'm not going to get tested because who cares? I'll be better soon, but it's annoying. Yeah. And then on top of that, wasn't feeling too hot. And God's like, you didn't. Not happy? How about this? And then boom, get the monthly.
Oh, right on top.
And I'm just like, what? Now I've got cramps. I'm not in good form right now. So,
yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, thank you for being here regardless. I do know that feeling. I got hung over one time and then I got COVID and I was hung over. Okay. So I'm just saying, I feel like I can relate a little bit because I had two things going on.
You're like, I know what you're talking about. I'm like, you do? You get your period too?
That's right. My time of the month. Well, yeah, so we do have a show, a program for you today. Phillip's already here. Thank you, Phil. He's let everybody know he's first.
Oh, I was like, Dad? Dad?
That's not your dad, is it?
No.
Okay. Tom Brady?
No, not my dad.
You can get in touch with us. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. The Homemade Broadcast at gmail.com. HMB Radio on Facebook. Home_made_man on Instagram for me. And Anna's, I guess you're offline. I've been sending you a bunch of reels and no response. So I'm assuming.
Yeah, dude, I've been off Instagram for at least a month. Smart. If you text me a reel, I will watch it and then immediately like get out of there.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't like who I am and I'm trying to change things. I don't know what else. I don't like it. It's like, I feel like an alcoholic. It's like, well, just have a drink. It's like, I can't just have a drink. I'm either drinking or I'm not drinking. So right now I'm not drinking.
You're on the wagon. I can respect that.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is a time suck. It's agitation propaganda too. Whatever bubble you're in, like however you feel, there's creators creating content to enforce how you feel and let you know that you're right. So the Meta will find whatever that is, whether you're, I don't know, Middle East things just going down, if you're pro-Israel, pro-Hamas, or pro-Palestine, whatever, pro-LGBTQ, anti-LGBTQ, whatever it may be, there's content for you that they will happily feed to you, and you can spend many, many hours you know, just draining away on Instagram. So
honestly, I almost think that's more productive than what I see on Instagram, which is, I'm either watching fat people trying to lose weight, fat people getting fatter, fat people doing mukbangs. Mm-hmm. Like, at least with the political stuff, I feel like it's, I don't want to say educational, but kind of feels like I might learn something. But with just fatties eating like noodles, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Why are you showing me this? And more importantly, why do I keep watching it? Why do I like it so much?
Yeah, there is something for every. I mean, we went over my Instagram for you page.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's brutal. I mean, brutal. It's shameful. So, but anyway, that's good. Substack. We do some extra time on Substack, hmbradio.substack.com, that the podcast feed and Radio St. Pete does not receive. So go subscribe there. It's free. And there is a paid option, $5 a month to help support the show. Really helps out, and appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe wherever you're watching, Rumble, YouTube, Facebook. I don't even know if Facebook you can subscribe, but anyway, thank you all for doing that. hmbradio.substack.com. All right. First things first, now that I moved to the great city of Pinellas Park, I see a lot of stories about Pinellas Park. There's always, like, there's Florida Man, right? And then there's a Pinellas Park, Florida Man, which is a whole other level. And I saw this story. It's just kind of silly and I guess a little scary, though, really. A man arrested after breaking into multiple homes while naked in Pinellas Park. It's funny that he's nude. Also scary that he's nude. Mm-hmm. But this guy, I looked up the address and it was a mile and a half away from my home. It's really close to where I live. According to the Pinellas Park Police Department, 23-year-old Joshua Neil Garrison was arrested on Tuesday after investigators linked him to a series of residential break-ins on October 7th, in which a man was reported naked while entering multiple homes and causing damage. Detectives identified Garrison on the 8th and located him without incident on the 14th. Officers responded to, it's just the address, 5892, that's a mile away from my house, and recovered evidence tying Garrison to the incidents. He's already on probation. He faces charges including an armed residential burglary, two counts of residential burglary, criminal mischief, and violations of probation for grand theft auto and fleeing and eluding. Anyone with information should contact the police. They didn't put in the, sorry, go ahead.
I was probably going to say what you were going to say, which is I had a vision in my mind of who this person was, what this person looked like.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to see if that was confirmed or not.
Well, here you go.
Oh.
There, there he is.
That's 23? That's not good for 23.
That's not good at all. No.
That's really bad.
There he is. There's a good look at
okay.
him.
Okay.
Really, well, kind of reminds me of
who?
Ryan Adams a little bit.
Dark Match. Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. Just that kind of the same facial hair, same kind of hair.
Same and approach with women. Just kidding.
That's right.
Shane, we did such an awesome Ryan Adams bashing session. You guys, if you guys remember, what was this? Maybe like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That was super fun.
Yeah, I think it's called Old Bone Gossip and Radio.
If you just talking, I feel bad like talking about smack about people I haven't seen in 7 years.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of fodder there. So check it out. Go back to one of our. It's called, what is it called? Old Bone Gossip.
I think it's so, or one. Old Radio Gossip, or something. Yeah,
check it out.
I will say it looks like he's got a decent hog on him here. I mean, just from, I don't know if this is a generous blur, but they seem to blur a good amount of the picture out. And it kind of makes him look like he's doing all right, at least down south. No?
I at this point, it doesn't. I don't think it matters.
No.
I don't think it matters. I think guys put more stock into that than women do.
Probably. That's probably true.
I think that is the case. It's probably like with a lot of things with women where we're just like, oh, like I gained 5 pounds. Everyone's going to notice. And like guys like don't know or don't care. I don't want to say it's exactly like that, but I think guys are far more concerned with that than women are. So
yeah. Yes, I think at least for I mean, you never know the fear and the contempt that you'll have. Like, you've never been, have you ever been into a men's bathroom before that involved a trough scenario? Do you know what a trough is?
I'm aware of what it is, and no, I've never, unless like someone was standing at the entrance blocking it for me because maybe the women's was closed or something, but no, I've never seen a trough, just urinals.
Yeah.
But the urinal, trough.
The individual urinal without the barrier is bad enough, but when you have a trough, there is one restaurant that I know and bar, and I don't know if they still have it, but they used to, which was O'Maddy's in Gulfport, still had the trough where they would have the big open, you know, bathtub pretty much. And then they throw some ice in there and then you just pee in there and you got to, you know, you got to take it out and it's got to be presentable, which is not easy for everybody, you know.
Why would they do that?
Why do they do that?
Is that because society doesn't care about men?
Maybe. No, you know what it is? It's just like you can fit a lot of dudes around there to pee. And it takes them.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, you just get everybody in there, jam them in. I mean, they used to have them at like Raymond James, or not Raymond James Stadium, but the old Sombrero, the Tampa, where the Bucks played. They used to have those, you know, just in the football stadiums. And that's where you would pee into, is those things. I mean, like our dads and grandfathers, they're trough guys. They don't have any problem with it. You know, most of them are probably in the military anyways, so they don't have any issues with, you know, whipping it out in public. But
yeah, it's certainly probably a generational thing where that's just it is weird that it's like kind of improper and somehow like an invasion of privacy, but also everything else is the reverse. Like, people are happy to show their bodies online and share other intimate details about themselves, but like, oh, you know, clutch your pearls. You don't want to take your thing out at a trough. But I wouldn't like it if I was made to squat and like make eye contact with another woman. I think that'd be very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's just not a good vibe, I guess. I don't know. I've had to do it a few times, and I am very pee shy. Like, even if there's somebody next to me at the urinal, or if I'm in the stall and I hear somebody, it won't come out no matter how
it throws you off. What is that, by the way? Because I have the same thing.
It is some mechanical thing for your body. It's like a evolutionary tool, I believe. You have a computer in front of you, so you can Google it.
Yeah.
Or I can, I guess. Google.com. Why do people get pee shy? That is a search. People have searched that before. Google says, it actually has shy bladder syndrome is a condition where individuals experience difficulty or inability to urinate in certain social situations, such as public restrooms. Causes, social anxiety, traumatic experiences, learned behaviors, psychological factors. So it's just, you're crazy. That's all. Who's not? You know, this guy, I'm surprised he didn't get shot. How did you not get shot going into multiple homes at night in Pinellas Park? I mean, we're an open carry state.
Right.
How did he not get? It's a miracle. He should be.
It truly is. I would have shot him.
For
sure. What
are
you doing? What are your intentions? Why don't you have pants on?
Yeah.
Lots of questions.
I mean, I sleep nude in case an intruder is coming in, so they can be like, oh my God, what the heck?
Do you really sleep nude?
I used to when I lived alone. Yeah, not so much anymore.
I think it's gross, and let me tell you why.
It is.
Because, like, you, I know for a fact, are definitely farting. You're farting for sure.
100%.
That's definitely poopy particles coming out of your butt. Getting on your sheets. 1,000%.
And if I'm awake, I would just scoop my butt out to the side, and then, you know, so it sprays out into the wall or something.
That's a big if, because you're probably farting a lot when you're not awake.
Probably. Yeah, probably. That's Very true, undoubtedly. So but I would wash my sheets once a week. So at least there's that.
Okay, so you poopy particle in them on Monday and you got to wait 6 days.
That's right. Just you don't think about it. That's all.
Okay, out of sight, out of mind.
As long as I'm not getting pink eye, it's on my pillow. Yeah. Like that, I'm good. So, yeah, I try not to worry. But I that was part. I mean, partly it was just being comfortable, okay. And partly it was like if somebody came in and you saw, like I would imagine if a burglar broke into your house,
yeah,
and saw some fat nude guy, they might turn around and run. Like, and then especially if I'm holding a gun.
Yeah.
Would hope that they would be like, I'm out of here.
I don't want to deal with this. Yeah.
This guy, like, what do you do? Two nude men, one breaking in, one defending. I could go awry quick.
Yes. I'm getting into awesome visual right now.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm glad this guy didn't get killed, but I'd love, you know, like I said, there's a level of man that lives in Florida. And Pinellas Park, I think, scoops it up a notch. Did you hear about this, Anna? The Tampa podcaster, Pam Bondi, announces arrest after an alleged threat to Tampa conservative podcaster. Have you heard about that?
No.
Really? I think you listen to this guy. Let's listen to this. Is it on the screen?
Oh, this is going to be a big surprise.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
Well, during a stop in Tampa today, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced the arrest of a man accused of mailing threats to conservative political commentator
Benny Johnson. Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
Now, Johnson is known for hosting a podcast that is based out of Tampa, and he is a close friend of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. News Channel 8 political reporter Ty Russell was at today's news conference, and Ty is joining us in studio with more.
Yeah, Keith Stacey, the attorney general is warning everyone they can't hide from making threats of political violence after this recent arrest. She also says this is an issue both sides are facing.
Night after night, Antifa wreaks havoc on the streets of our cities. In Minnesota, a gunman murdered a state lawmaker and her husband. It was horrific.
Attorney General Bondi maps out examples of recent acts of political violence. The latest, she says, is a threat directed at Johnson.
Just days after Charlie's assassination, Benny received a letter at his home.
Federal prosecutors say that letter...
Do you know how old Pam Bondi is?
Yeah, she's like 61. She looks amazing.
So good. The best looking 61-year-old I've ever seen.
Well, first off, I totally forgot, like, Benny Johnson is a Tampa guy. So is Pam Bondi. She's also a Tampa guy. And Pam Bondi probably goes to the same injector that I do. Because she's looking popping. She looks amazing. Super hot.
I didn't know she was that old. Because she was Attorney General of Florida, right? Many years ago.
I think so, yeah. I know where she lives or where she used to live, like in Hyde Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice house. But I forgot Benny Johnson lives here. Do you know him? Do you like him? Are you familiar with his content?
I know of him. I don't really watch. I don't watch his content or anything. He seems a little too
Duffy.
Republican for me.
Ugh, he is. Listen, and we probably agree on like 90% of stuff. He bugs. I don't know what it is. I just think he's just, maybe he's just kind of like a cheese ball. Like he's like always, he's like trying to be serious. And mm-hmm. he's like not, I don't know. I'm just not a fan. No, thank you.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I don't know if I've ever even attempted. I know he's very popular and has a huge following and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. For me, it's just too heavy. And you're right. I get kind of corny vibes.
He's super cornball, yeah.
Stated in part, people like Johnson should be exterminated. And quote, planning any public engagements? Love to see your head explode and your blood stain on the concrete red.
Jeez. It's a little rich.
A little graphic.
Johnson places blame on the Democratic Party.
Violence has been mainstreamed by the Democrat Party. Is any Democrat courageous enough to disavow violence?
Do you see it that way, that this is something that is caused by the Democratic Party?
No, I just talked about what happened in Minnesota to a Democrat.
Bondi says one party is not to blame. Florida Democratic Party Chair Nikki Fried says she can personally relate to Johnson and his concerns.
I understand, you know, that threats to Mr. Johnson's life and to his family, how personal that is. And so continue to condemn that.
Wasn't she agriculture person in Florida?
I don't know, but why is she at Tim Hortons doing an interview?
I don't think she's at. I was trying to read what restaurant that is. J N A, and it ends in E Z. Caloman. I can't read it. Anyway, all right.
Somebody who's been in those positions, and there's no place in our country for any of that.
And 69-year-old George Isbell Jr.
My God, that guy
looks weird.
Yes, I was just gonna say, some people look good bald. I think you might need a toupee, sir.
I don't know what's going on here.
You know what he needs? He just needs some facial hair. He'd be all right. He has a very bulbous head, though.
Yeah, I was like, this guy's looking weird.
He's got to do a beard. He's got like a bulbous up top and then kind of a thin face.
Do you feel like, okay, listen, don't anyone take this the wrong way. Do you feel like he's should be a different color?
I don't know about that.
Is that what it is? Like,
I don't.
He's got like a kind of a white face, features wise.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I mean, like, it seems like just a black guy to me, but I don't know.
Something's up. The math ain't mathin'. That's all I'll say.
Well, let's let this see what old late bald head here has to say. We'll wrap this story up.
From San Diego is federally charged with mailing threatening communications. He faces up to 5 years in prison if he is indeed convicted.
Well, as the DOJ looked at some of these politically motivated attacks and figured out where they're coming from.
Yeah, so I looked on their website and it had disappeared. However, our news gathering partner, The Hill, says a study was quietly removed from DOJ's website after Charlie Kirk's assassination. Now, it showed the number of far-right attacks continue to outpace other forms of extremism. However, President Trump has mentioned the, quote, radical left poses a greater threat than those.
You see how they sneak that in there at the end? Did you notice?
Can we rewatch that for a second?
They want to make sure that you know that right-wing attacks are still the issue. Don't believe your eyeballs because, yeah, let's see. And I wonder, they said they removed a study, and I bet you can't trust studies. Studies are politicized. The scientists start with their end goal and find information
backwards,
just like the news does too. I mean, there's right-wing and left-wing science. There's right-wing and left-wing news. There's everything. So I wonder if this maybe study was done during the previous administration and it was taken down. But
let's rewatch it.
Some of these politically motivated attacks and figured out where they're coming from.
Yeah, so I looked on their website and it had disappeared. However, our news gathering partner, The Hill, says a study.
The Hill. So that should tell you a lot.
Was quietly removed from DOJ's website after Charlie Kirk's assassination. Now, it showed the number of far-right attacks continue to outpace other forms of extremism. However, President Trump has mentioned the, quote, radical left poses a greater threat than those on the right.
Mm. But it's not good on either side.
So
we got to stop this.
Exactly. Yeah, we're nonpartisan.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying the science shows that righties kill more. Okay.
It's a little irrelevant to this story. I mean, I get what they're doing, but why do you need to carry water like that for, you know, well, just keep in mind that and I'm sorry, but like what are the last shooting? Like, I can't even think of one. January 6th, maybe the last one.
Which apparently were just a bunch of FBI agents, but
yeah.
I don't know. Are they taking into consideration? But I feel like we would hear about all those things. Like if it was just against one person and they said something like, you know, against a Muslim or, you know, something like that. But it is hard to remember in recent memory anything like that really happening from the right. And I know that people bring up like the Hortmans a lot, but that was just like a crazed individual who knew the family and had like a personal vendetta against them.
Was that the guy in Minnesota?
Yeah. And I think he was like a Tim Walz guy. So
didn't
people keep bringing him up, but I think he was a Democrat.
Yeah. I think he worked for his campaign too, or the Democratic Party. And
he said Tim Walz told him to do it. I mean, he was like psychotic, obviously.
Lunatic. Yeah.
But
that's really where most of this, you know, violence or whatever comes from. It's not even political. I think it's more like just apathy and like mental illness.
Are you talking about like political violence or just violence, period?
Well, I think there's, particularly in this political realm, it's just like a lot
it's
of
crazy.
I just wonder, like, you know, the kid that tried to shoot Trump and Butler, like, did he have a political ideology or was he just apathetic? You know, it just feels like
Think he was apathetic. He was either very not apathetic or a patsy.
Yeah.
Well, who knows what? Honestly, that's insane that that hasn't been investigated more, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of forgotten about that our sitting president was nearly had his head blown off, like, just over a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't.
What are you going to do? Oh, I had an interesting interaction in the break room today briefly. I almost engaged, but I thought I might be dealing with a psychopath. So I just decided to get out of there. But Fox News was on, which I was very pleased to see. And I'm watching it. Trump is talking. I got like a big old grin on my face. You know, I'm walking in there. And this guy, as you can probably imagine what he looked like, he goes, Trump just said he's the best president ever. And I was like, okay, I feel uncomfortable a little bit. I almost said something. I'm like, well, you know what? He just pulled off, buddy, but decided to hold it. He goes, yeah, I don't know about the best president ever. He goes, I think Abraham Lincoln was pretty good because I'm black. Mind you, I've said zero words at this point. And I just went, I'm out of here, bud. See you later.
It's probably a smart move. No one a confrontation.
No, dude. When he said that, and by the way, I said zero words the entire interaction. I'm just kind of going like, he saw me just grinning a little too much and he wanted to interject.
Have you seen this person before? Is it possible that he's heard you playing your podcast or something out loud in the
no I just walked in and I just kind of had this look on my face. I look up, I see Trump on there, it's pretty loud, it's Fox News, and I just had this like look on my face where I was like, nice, you know, I was like, nice, finally, you know. First off, I was just happy that like CNN wasn't on, but more so just happy sports wasn't blasting, so I was like, oh, Fox News, nice. But he saw me enjoying myself a little too much, and I was literally in there for 15 seconds just grabbing something from the fridge. So,
yeah,
but scary.
I mean, I feel like people are being more assertive, but it's, yeah, I don't know. Like, you're dealing with people who are so stirred up that they're not rational. And it's not just like, you know, lib tears. It's like they might hurt you physically or worse, you know.
Yeah. It's totally unhinged.
I had my buddy's moving to Oregon, and he was like, what do you think about, you know, Portland? And I'm like, well, I'm not there, but I see a lot of video of people on the ground there. Seems pretty bad to me, because he's like, yeah, my mom and sister don't see anything. I'm like, yeah, but do they go downtown at night? And he said, yeah, my sister does, but she says she doesn't see anything. But I'm like,
going like this.
They're posting pictures of, like, I saw a tweet from them, and it was like the governor or something, or the mayor of Portland. And they're like, everything's cool. It's like daytime. And they're out in front of the, I don't know, some sort of federal building. And they're like, see, everything's good. And then they had the windows, like, even in the picture, are boarded up. It's like, why are the windows boarded up? So I don't know. I wish him a lot of luck. I don't think he's going to be in Portland proper. I think he's going to be more like on the coast, I believe.
He's probably going to be neighbors with my cousin.
Yeah, maybe.
Now, I got two issues with Portland.
Save those.
I guess three issues with Portland.
Save those real quick. Real quick. Let's say goodbye to Radio St. Pete.
Oh, podcast. Listeners.
HMBRadio.substack.com if you want to hear what Anna's gripes with Portland, Oregon are. I know that I'm compelled, and I'm looking forward to hearing about them. 813-693-2124. You can get a hold of us. And home_made_man on Instagram. And yeah, I guess that's it for Anna Hummel. My name is Will Koontz. Goodbye, everybody.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.